Hi, this is a dictation for Jamaica Davis. JAMICADAVIS. Jamaica Davis. Date of birth 1/13/1983. The date of accident is 1/11/2022. Date of service is 3/25/2022. It's a new patient visit. The chief complaints are headaches, back pain, neck pain, and leg pain, hip pain, knee pain, shoulder pain. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that allegedly she was involved in an automobile accident where she was a passenger on the rear seat on the right side, and the accident occurred on 1/11/2022 at around 4:30. She was traveling with her co-worker, Lisa Janet, who is also being seen as a patient, who was taking her to pick up her car at the time from work. And another gentleman, Jim Soros, was there. They were traveling in a Jeep Compass, and they were hit with Buick Century. They were traveling at 15 miles, but the other car speed is unknown. Accident occurred at 6 Mile and Fairport, F-A-I-R-P-O-R-T. The patient reports that they were traveling on 6 Mile Road, eastbound, and they were trying to turn to East Fairport. The other car hit them from behind on the driver's side. The impact of this accident car was not total, steering wheel was okay, seat belt was okay, not broken, windshield is okay. Their car ended up on the other side of the street from the impact. And the impact of the accident, patient hit her head into the right window and she hit her whole right side to the door. She flew into the seat, into the front. There was no bleeding, no fracture. And police came at the scene, ambulance came at the scene. And the patient did not go to the hospital at the time of accident. And patient reported that she was wearing a seat belt, airbags did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. History of presenting illness. Patient reports that she's suffering from headaches that are severe, and they are located in the front, back, right temple, left temple, off and on. And history of TBI. Patient reports that following symptoms are present with the headaches: dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, fearful of the event, and twitching of the right eye, especially the lower eyelid from the muscle spasm. She denies any loss of consciousness or ringing in the, denies any loss of consciousness or vertigo, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of concentration, nightmares, being in the bed, or number two in the bed, no sleepwalking, no nausea, vomiting, no blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. In addition, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 10 in the neck, 7 in the lower back, 10 in the middle back, as well as pain in both shoulders to 10 on the right, 9 on the left, and ability to move the shoulders up to 90 degrees of abduction on the right, 100 degrees on the left. In addition, pain in both knees is present. The right knee is 10, left is 8, and right hip is 7, and left hip is 5. In addition, patient reports that there is a shooting pain into the left arm involving the middle finger almost constantly from the neck. In addition, patient has a sharp pain in the calf area below the knee, posteriorly involving the foot and the toes as well. It is continuous and it is tense. These pains are present most of the time of the day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and splitting. The highest pain intensity is 10, and the ADLs are affected 10. In the modified sector for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, bending, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient reports that the following tests have been done, x-ray, CT scan, and blood tests before she arrived here. And she has, in addition, muscle weakness of the left arm, right arm, and numbness, tingling, pins and needle of left arm and both legs posteriorly. No bladder bowel incontinence is present. Patient for this states that sleep is affected tremendously, 5 hours sleep she has. Mood is affected and anxiety is present, and along with this she is sweating and panicky. No depression, self-worth problem, concentration problem. No homicidal thought or suicidal thought. In addition, patient reports weakness, lightheadedness, fatigue, no difficulty walking, and no sudden anesthesia is reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient reported that she saw her primary care doctor, Dr. Rovdell, R-O-V-D-E-L-L, who provided Tylenol with ibuprofen, and no other testing was done. She went to the emergency room on 1-11-2022, on the day of accident, where she was seen at St. John Hospital, Moras. It was completely packed. She waited for 4 hours. Nobody came to visit her, so she just left. Next day, 1-12-2022, she went to urgent care on 8 Mile in an East Point area. 2 weeks later, she went to the emergency room in Beaumont Hospital, and there a CT scan was ordered of the head, and a hematoma was found, subarachnoid hematoma, in the front and the back part of the head. And she was informed that she has a bleeding in the brain. And in the occipital area, there is a lot of bleeding, and in the frontal, very little. However, it is now stabilized and is not bleeding continuously. She was given seizure medicine, Keppra, and she was sent home. Final diagnosis was subarachnoid hemorrhage. So far, she has not started her physical therapy, tense unit, traction, biofeedback, no chiropractor, acupuncture, and no other than medication. The system review is as follows: positive finding, heart disease, hypertension, psychiatric anxiety. In the past surgical history, C-section in 2015 at St. John Hospital, appendix in 2005. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive with diabetes, type 2, hypertension. Father is deceased due to the heart attack. Siblings are alive. And one sibling, brother, is with a cancer of unknown kind. She has 4 brothers. Relationship status. Patient is single, live with the kid, 4 girls, 3 boys. Employment status. Patient is employed full-time. She does home care, personal care, full-time working. But currently she is not. Oh no, she is working. Yeah. Disability history, none. Legal history, patient has Mr. Howard Weingarten as the attorney. Personal history, patient does drink occasionally and does smoke a pack a week and does not use any recreational drugs. Her general activity, work is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, relationship with other people are affected 7. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 150/122. Heart rate is 73. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 97.1. Height 5'10". Weight 296. Pulse ox is 98. This is a 39-year-old African female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. She is cooperative and does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain cases. The patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane. or any adapted device. Rest of the physical exam is from the template, including the neurological examination, that is completely normal. Gait is normal, musculature examination is completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection, entire spine has a normal curvature alignment, no scars are noticed. Palpation, no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback is noticed. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness. Spine tenderness is noticed from C567, T789, and L345, and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present throughout from C2 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypertonicity and mild tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 40. And lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign, Lermit test is positive, distraction test positive, Soto R test negative, thoracic spine, Roos test and Flum test are negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test negative, the face lacerating test is positive. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test positive. Temp test positive. Brzezinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. And standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test negative. Faber test is positive. Gossman test is positive bilateral. The central birth sign is negative. The extremities, well, the patient has positive finding in the both shoulders, both knees, both hips. Other than that, rest of the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. And the range of motion of all other joints is normal. The wrist and hands are normal. Carpal sign is negative. The examination of both the shoulders is as follows. The shoulder joint on inspection appears to be of a normal contour with no finding. On palpation, there is a mild tenderness in the rotator cuff region bilaterally. Other than that, no fractures or contusion. Range of motions of both shoulders is limited to 100 degrees, beyond which there is a pain. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted. The Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally. Empty beer can test is positive. Near test, speed test is positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test positive. Drop arm test was negative. Distally, examination of the hand and wrist was completely normal. Trinal signs, Pellin signs are negative. Examination of the both hip joint on inspection and palpation are devoid of, or there is no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contracture, alignment. Range of motions are completely normal. Flexion is 140, extension 140, extension. External rotation, internal rotation 40. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign, Trendelberg sign is negative. Log roll, Ely roll, Thomas test negative. In the knee examination, bilateral knee area was examined. On inspection, there are no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a mild tenderness, peripatellar swelling is not present. There is no asymmetry, no crepitus grinding noise. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees bilaterally. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. The anterior drawer, posterior drawer was negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. And patellar apprehension was positive bilaterally. Diagnosis. 110 general, 110 V8 9.2 XSP CNS R51 R42 F41.1 S06.301 C79.899 Nerve M79.2 Muscles M79.1 Ligaments M54.0 Shoulders M25.511 M25.512 Hip M25.551 M25.552 Knee M25.561 M25.562 Cervical spine M54.2 Cervical spine M54.2 50.20 M54.12 53.82 S13.4XXA Thoracic spine M55.09 54.6 51.24 54.14 54.08 S23.3XXA Lumbar spine M54.5 51.27 54.16 S33.5XXA Sacroiliac spine M46.6 M54.17 S33.5XXA Plan of care for Jamaica Davis is from the template. The treatment plan for Jamaica Davis is also from template. Kindly start with physical therapy, which is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, sacroiliac joints, and also shoulder, knee, and the hip. Patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. She has been advised about issue of the attended care and patient has not mentioned that she cannot manage herself. Non-narcotic medications, patient is advised. We are not going to provide her an NSAID for the fear of ongoing bleeding for now. She is provided with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for removing the muscle spasm, increasing the blood supply to the muscles. A-level 50 milligram at night to help with the sleep, GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for help with the neuropathic pain and headaches. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, 75 tablets for relief with the headache. Tylenol with codeine, 15 tablets. To help with the pain relief for 15 days. Patient is advised to take 1 tablet in the morning. Number 4 is the non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. None of the MRIs are available at the moment. Interventional pain procedures are on hold. Surgical options on hold. Neuropsych evaluation will be ordered and attended care. Caseworker is on hold right now. Patient, if she tells me, I'll be more than happy to provide her. Past medical records are ordered, release investigation. We are ordering a video NIST vestibulogram to identify with VEP and AEP to identify brain trauma. We are ordering a complete spine MRI to identify damage to the spine. An MRI of the brain with and without contrast with neuroquant is being ordered to monitor the subarachnoid hemorrhage and also baseline study for the traumatic brain injury. DMEs. The patient is provided with the following DME, neck brace, cervical traction device, the back brace, tense unit to help her heal as soon as possible. The patient will be seen in 10 to 15 days' time once her MRIs are done and further treatment will be ordered. Thank you.